Reggie's locked in.
I didn't know. We never even asked him if he was locked in.
He said, me and you, I need to watch. You're going to be my show partner or something like that. Like, he watches the hell out of it. He is a big fan.
Yeah. That's all right. Somebody said, shaking my head, Ron's ass going to be up till 1 a.m. No, I'm not. Okay?
You'd be fine.
I'm going to at least put the kids to bed, and then I'm going to try to take it on in.
That should be a goal every night.
That should be the goal. That really should. I have another show to do every night at 10 o'clock. So that kind of jumps.
Take it on in, bro.
But I should. But then like I should go in at 11. But I'm never there tonight. I got to make myself. I mean, 6 to 6 a.m. I've brought the throat coat.
Not gonna go to steak night with me tonight, huh?
I think you should. That's where I think you should. I think you should do it.
I'm kidding, man. I think you should.
I think that's that. You start your all nighter with Tyler at Kirby Ice House for steak night. I think you should.
Hey, I'll run a marathon with you, bro.
For shots, right?
Oh, yes.
Really get the throat, the voice going well. No.
Chilled with a lime.
It will be. It'll be fun, though. I'll be good. I'm gonna get some sleep. I'll be ready to go, man. I'm gonna go get everything I need. I'm gonna bang out several lunches, so I'll get up here and just start eating bad, and get the drinks that lunches? I need. Several meals.
I mean, lunches isn't good, is it?
Multiple meals. I mean, hell, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here during breakfast, lunch, and
I was just
pushing dinner.
I was confused at first. Like, don't abandon your diet here and just go multiple lunches and dinners.
Yeah, you're right. I might go. Yeah.
Gonna kill it, bro.
I know. It'll be fun, man.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
So humble.
But, I mean, hell.
You know I like it, Adam.
I mean, I'm good. I'm good at this thing, man.
I mean, have you figured out, what are we going to do to make sure the drive wins?
I mean, it's pretty much already locked up, but.
Well, I think we need to have some incentives. I mean, I'm thinking at least a bottle. You roll with this, a bottle. You know.
I'll make you feel real sexy.
Come on, Clint, sign something.
Yeah. Yeah, former Dallas Cowboy.
That ain't gonna get us nowhere.
Robert E. Lee Gander.
So, here, man, yeah, we got to come up. At least a bottle. At least a bottle, man. You get a bottle, wink, wink, with your audition bid for this dinner. All right, do your thing.
Man, what are you getting a bottle of?
I don't know, man.
Blanton's.
We got to come to. Oh, okay. Blanton's. Let's go in on it. Yeah, Blanton's. Sounds good.
I wish my wife wasn't so high on that wine that we brought back from northern Michigan.
I got mine right here, Jack.
What are you doing with them
$6? Let's go, baby. I got mine right here.
Dang, he got some cash.
I got mine right here now.
He got some cash over here.
I got mine.
Where's that cash come from?
All right, be thinking about what best bet you want
to have. Had that bank closure on me.
Oh, so you had to grab some, huh?
Had a grasp. Oh, man. All right, no. But again, for real, please come out and join us tomorrow as we are trying to raise money for the Houston Food Bank. Money for the Houston Food Bank. $11 million they have been cut.
I thought you meant we were trying to raise $11 million. Say, woo.
I mean, if y'all want to. $11 million has been cut in their funding, and we just want to help how we can, and we need your help to do it. You can text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate any amount counts. And all hands are on deck as we'll be joined by so many people that will help us put this radiothon together. All right, Paul Feinbaum. Listen to what he says. It feels rather aggressive to me. I know Arch Manning has probably had the most NIL money, or at least right up there at the top, if not the most. And he has been talked about a lot with his last name. And a lot of Texas fans are excited about him. But this is high praise coming from one of the top voices in college football, especially in the SEC, Paul Feinbaum.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, like Nick Saban did a couple of years ago with Tagovailoa, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Dude, whoever there in the background.
How?
Wow.
Oh, did he say wow? I thought he said how.
Yeah. Well, I think he said wow. Could have been a how. Wow. Listen, that comment was, that was interesting.
Wow.
I mean, good heavens. I mean, Cam had a hell of a year. Johnny Manziel, obviously, was fantastic. I mean, as crazy as Jameis Winston is, he had a run there.
Water has no soul.
Yes. Lamar Jackson, he may not have won a national championship, but good God almighty, he won a Heisman Trophy at Louisville. So there are Joe Burrow in that year. There are a lot of QBs where that feels aggressive for somebody who had a hard time beating out Quinn Ewers. But do you get the sense, though, some of the other stuff he had to say? Potential Heisman Trophy finalist.
Absolutely.
A guy that has the potential to have Texas right there at the end potentially winning a national championship. Do you get the sense of that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're talking about a guy that I don't believe that he's. I think his athletic, quote unquote, athletic ability at this point, based off what I've seen, is probably overrated as it pertains to going to the NFL. I mean, I think it's a good tool at the college level. I think it will help him get to New York and to a Heisman Trophy at the college level. I don't think it translates to the league, but I do think that he's going to spin it around well enough. He's going to run around and be mobile enough. And he's got a supporting cast that'll be as good as anybody in the country. He's got a play caller that'll be as good as anybody in the country. And ultimately, I think they end up in the college football playoffs again with him, you know, pulling the trigger. So yeah, I think all of the above, with the exception of what you mentioned, being the best quarterback since Tim Tebow. I like what you know. You know, I can't deny what he said other than that one.
Listen,
bit.
His family, everything, got to understand he is, I mean, it is hard to be in that family and be around those people and not pick up some of the major qualities that are just there for him. But I will say, Clint, I we'll see. One, he couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers over the last 2 years. And I understand however you say that, but I mean, this is a guy who almost went undrafted. And then, Clint, anytime we saw him, not against Lamar, but when we saw him against really good teams like Georgia, even a little bit he played, you know, against Ohio State a little bit, but especially Georgia when Steve tried to make that switch, it didn't look comfortable. It didn't look comfortable, and it didn't. It certainly wasn't like when Tua made a switch at the halftime against Georgia.
Yeah,
like it didn't look like that. That's the only thing is, it didn't like it didn't come in there like we've seen. Tua made the switch. Right there, we all knew Jalen's job was lost. That time I forgot who it was. It was Spencer Rattler who Caleb Williams came
that's
in
right, that's
and
right.
took it yep. against a good team. Mm-hmm. We all knew it was over. I didn't see that from Arch.
No, look. Here's the thing is, who'd you mention? You mentioned Tebow. You mentioned Spencer Rattler. I guess it'd be Chris Leak, Spencer Rattler. And Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
They're all so unique, right? I mean, like the Jalen Hurts thing, I think Saban knew he was putting a significantly better passer in the game, which he needed. And let's be honest. I mean, you look at Tua. I don't remember that game like the back of my hand. But Tua had to play good for a half, and he would prove Saban right. We're talking about middle of the season benching a guy during a national championship run. That's a different animal. The Spencer Rattler thing to me, I never thought Spencer was anywhere remotely close to what the hype was around him at Oklahoma. So it didn't surprise me at all that Caleb Williams took that job. I think we're talking about a guy that had very little experience, 1 year of college football. And to be honest with you, at that point in time, if his name wasn't Manning, the hype wouldn't have been what it was for him at that point in time. And you're asking him to upseat a quarterback that had made a run to the college football playoffs the year before and played really well and knew that it was an older player that knew the – not an older player because he actually went into college young, but a more experienced player that knew the offense like the back of his hand. And it was a very similar skill set. Like, the only one that I think is similar in terms of upperclassman experience – leader getting upset by, or getting sat down by a guy that has less experience is the Hurts Tua thing. Yeah. And Tua is just a significantly better passer of the football time.
Especially at the time. All right, Tyler, run it through it. Let's get these best bets in.
Yeah, I'm giving you five more baseball bets on a Wednesday. 0 for 3 last night, but that push and that game that got canceled, giving us an 0 for 3, keeps us looking pretty good for the week over that 60% mark for success rate. I got five baseball bets real quick. If you miss any of them, head to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. First, Reds, Cincinnati, plus one run at the Red Sox tonight. Angels at Braves, under 9.5 runs in that one. Astros and Rockies, of course, game two of this series tonight. Under 5.5 runs in the first five innings of this game. Probably my favorite bet of this hump day. And then two Astros player props, as we're known to do. First off, the Diesel, Hunter Brown. Lock this in. Over 6.5 strikeouts versus the Rockies tonight at minus 135. And then Doobie. I'm going Mauricio Dubon over 1.5 total bases tonight for the Astros as he is batting in that ninth spot for a spot as club. Those are your best bets?
Yeah, I like those last two, Hunter and Dubon. Tell me about especially it. Those are good ones.
Let me get on that Hunter with you.
Do that.
Let's ride.
Let me get on that Hunter with you. $100. $100, Hunter.
$135 to win $100?
I'm fine with that, baby.
I know you got
that
money.
I know that deep pockets will back me.
Texans All Access coming up behind us. Area 45. Behind them, text line coming in. Show, how are those floors coming along? Laughing my ass off. This has to be the absolute longest flooring project on Earth. Well,
your research, man.
I'm doing research. And by the way, about ready to put down our down payment and get it started. Hey. So get up out of my business.
Hey, them are big decisions you got to be made, man. You got to live with whatever floors you put down.
Telling you, man.
And he got bold. He got bold.
Yeah, I got bold. All right. Shout out to Brandon Scott. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Come hang out with the 6 a.m., 6 p.m., the Reggie and Ron Radiothon kicks off tomorrow. We'll be here bright and early. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. We'll discuss that. Josh, stop being so – I'm going to block Josh on the text line. He is being a little too nasty.
Don't go blocking nobody.
I mean, I'm going to go block.
You can never get too nasty for this show. Tyler's in that glass right there in our face every day.
I want people to stop – well, tell him to stop saying he wants me to sit. All right.
Whoa.
Brake lights. Sheesh. Just, yeah, we got to get out of here.
Is that my boy Ron?